Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, JT Noah. How many group text messages you think went on with this stadium issue? Do you think this will be discussed at Christmas tables around Kansas City with family and friends when they get together on the 25th?
It depends on if that family likes sports or not.
It will, man, because families do get together for these things. Think about this, though, JT. Think about how many
not
people.
Not many families will. My family won't talk about it. I know that.
They don't really.
They don't care about it.
But here's the thing, though. Because a lot of families, you'll have, you know, relatives in Kansas. Maybe grandma and grandpa live in Kansas. Maybe aunt and uncle live in Kansas. Maybe they live in Missouri. Maybe your cousins live in Missouri. You know, it's going to be weird type of blended deal with families at Christmas time, with some members being from Kansas and some Missouri. I bet it's a highly entertaining discussions going on in the city when this happens, don't you? People getting mad, throwing potatoes.
I think you're overthinking this, Bink. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
Really? You don't think so? Somebody's loud, drunk uncle's going to get mad one way or the other if he's from Kansas or Missouri and start throwing a fit. I don't know, man. I bet you have a little bit of
I think it might happen. It might happen one in every six family, but it ain't going to be like, oh, hey, my neighbor and his family are getting in a fight. My family and got into a fight. I don't think it's going to be that actual big of a deal to many families.
816 says we'll definitely be talking about it. 913 says the same thing. They're going to talk about it. I just think that, you know, when you get families together, that it's going to come up with the stadiums. Because you just think about Thanksgiving, the way it works, when Christmas works, you got the family and friends sitting around there. Maybe you're waiting for the Chiefs game later that night. And obviously that'll be a certain reminder of the Chiefs moving over to Kansas. But I bet the discussion comes up quite a bit. I bet people will argue about which side of the state line the teams are going, why they shouldn't move, why they should move. I think it might be kind of fun around Kansas City at the dinner tables with everybody arguing and bickering over this. And here's
another
one. Plus,
I think it's more, if this happened before Thanksgiving, it would be more of a talk. But with Christmas, Christmas don't really talk about the stuff like that. I mean, my families don't. Well, all the families I'm around.
But in Missouri, I will say this. I 100% disagree with you because I think people will be talking about it. 913 says we're absolutely going to talk about it.
913, yeah, most people don't actually care enough for this topic at a family gathering.
I just think that families do have opinions on it. Everybody I know has had an opinion on this. Whether you ask for it or not, you get people's opinions on the teams. You should have seen them. I'm sure your phone blew up yesterday. Mine did. The text line's going nuts. People in the Kansas and Missouri line. I guarantee if more people were working and not having the day off, which a lot of people are off now for the holidays, and I get that, but this would definitely be water cooler conversation because it's been that way in the past.
Well, I'll say this. I think it will be a topic, but I don't think it's going to go deep. Like this 913 said, of course it'll come up because it's not, but I don't think it's going to get deep in arguing. That. Like you were talking, there ain't going to be potatoes thrown. Who eats potatoes on Christmas anyway?
Well, I
have breakfast casseroles. I have breakfast casseroles.
Do you?
And cinnamon rolls.
Is that your Christmas Day tradition?
Yeah. We'll go to my parents' house. My mom will have two casseroles made and then a thing of cinnamon rolls.
So you're not going to throw it? Get all mad.
We're not Lamberts out here.
Throw cinnamon rolls.
On cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, but 913, this is definitely going to be a conversation at dinner. I think people are going to talk about this, and I think it's fresh enough with Christmas coming up when all the families get together. And again, those that just your family's from Missouri, they're all from Missouri, they're probably going to be pissed at what's going on. And what's funny is when you enter the Kansas people, here come the Kansas cousins. Here comes that aunt and uncle. Here comes grandma or grandpa from the state of Kansas. I don't think there's going to be real bitterness that goes on, but I think there'll be some lively discussions around Kansas City at the dinner table.
I'd throw a roll at someone if they mouth off on me.
I'm just reading all the Christmas cheer, right? It's the holiday season. Cheer up, right? It's Christmas season. Cheer up. You need to start watching Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I got told I need to watch that.
It's one of the classics at this point. You've seen the one with the BB gun, right? The Christmas Story?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
You know, we did a favorite movies around 96.5.
That's
everybody.
How we got to the topic, yeah.
It is. And nobody put Christmas Story on there. The Red Dirt BB gun, even though they show that thing, what, ad nauseum. Doesn't TNT, like, show it all Christmas Eve through Christmas Day? It's one of those, but they keep showing it on, like, repeat, don't they?
I couldn't believe Elf wasn't on there.
Yeah, it wasn't at all, was it?
I know. That's a good one.
What's your favorite?
Probably Elf or Home Alone.
Elf or Home Alone?
If I had to probably pick one, I'd go with Home Alone because I actually just watched it a couple nights ago.
Text line, I'm almost afraid to ask this because it's all been stadium talk 100%. On the text line, J Southland Tow Service text line 913-586-7965. What is the best holiday movie, best Christmas movie to watch for people? I'm trying to get JT to watch Christmas Vacation.
I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to have to watch Christmas Vacation.
Came out in 89. It's weird thinking
about. So it's 11 years older than me.
Yeah. It's weird about thinking about that being a timeless classic, but it kind of is. It's funny watching these movies back then, like with not having cell phones and things like that, or if there is a cell phone, it would have been a car phone or a bag. Isn't it funny kind of watching? Like, that's the biggest difference between old movies and current ones is the technology people use. Daring it. And you could definitely see if it's an old saying or not. Here's more. Here's Christmas Story, then Christmas Vacation in that order. You know that Christmas Story house is actually like a house near Cleveland, right?
For which one?
Yeah, Christmas Story House. It's okay. Like an Airbnb now, too. I think you can rent it out to stay in, but it's like a museum, too. I know they were having, you know, imagine that financial issues with it in Cleveland. Or whatever,
is Die Hard a Christmas movie, though?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah.
That's one of those debated topics. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not? We were asked that at the station, and I think it is. Only because it did take place on Christmas Eve, right? And they did have Christmas music. So if you have Christmas music and it took place on Christmas Eve, I would go ahead and throw Die Hard in as a Christmas music. Textline loves Die Hard as a Christmas movie. Is it? I'll ask you guys. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I don't know. Textline says, and then they wonder why Missouri can't get an NHL team. They have one. They have the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, get that straight.
So they do have an NHL team. It is the St. Louis Blues. And now we have to worry about TV contracts, right? That's the next thing.
Well, the MLB's already going through that right now.
Yeah, because St. Louis, they didn't get their payment because everything's on FanDuel, there's St. Louis Cardinals, the Blues, the Royals. So that's the next topic of discussion. It's just really weird in 2025 to have these type of conversations, yet here we are. Let's go to Mark in Overland Park. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? Text line says Die Hard's not a Christmas movie, is it?
Not really.
Okay. Just trying to cheer you up.
Hey, on the Kansas side, yeah, we're pretty excited, and you can feel for the folks on Missouri, but...
Sounds like you're down, though, man.
Missouri people got nobody to blame but themselves. They elected these people. They got poor leadership. Kansas stepped into the void. They voted it down. You get what you get. So... let's make the best of it. They're staying here.
The saying always goes, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit, right?
Pretty much.
I think we will be throwing a fit because I get it. It's like anything. When these initial things happen, you get the initial reaction of, well, I can't believe you'd be leaving me. I can't believe you're leaving and going to that other side of the state line. That's the thing. Kansas and Missouri, and I get it, there's other places around this country where, you know, cities do sit you know, on the edge, and other states do get involved if they're close by. Indiana is trying to lure the Chicago Bears right now as we speak. You had the Jets and the Giants to play over in New Jersey instead of New York. Only Buffalo Bills are the only team that actually plays in the state of New York. So these things that happen, but people oftentimes don't get the state line and how much bitterness there is between the two. Even though if you're on the Kansas side right now and you probably look out your car as you're driving, you'll probably see Missouri plates. And if you're on the Missouri side, you look out your car window, you'll probably see some Kansas plates. Tons of people live in Kansas, work in Missouri. Ton of people live in Missouri, work in Kansas. It's something about when a team leaves, you have this bitterness. People go all the time. I mean, people from all the time from Missouri go over to Overland Park, or go over to the Legends and shop. And people from that area will come to the Plaza and shop or downtown or come up in the Northland. It goes that way with these sides of the state line where people really don't care. They just go across Missouri to Kansas. Hell, you're on 635. Boom, you're in Missouri. You cross the river. You're over in Kansas. I had a guy from a sister station of ours in Buffalo, New York. It's actually in the Rochester area. They cover the Buffalo Bills. He came up this summer to watch the New York Mets play the Royals. And I thought, man, what a glutton for punishment this is for this guy, because the Royals were the team, of course, to beat the Mets in 2015, and I think they gave away an Eric Hosmer bobblehead during one of those nights. But he's sitting there, and in the shadow was Arrowhead Stadium. Think about all their misery as a sports town has been basically in that Truman Sports Complex between the Royals and the Chiefs. And the one thing he couldn't understand, when he got here, he stayed in the hotel, and he was just going to Uber everywhere. And I said, here's the deal. You stay in the Northland or whatever, you stay in one place, I'll pick you up and drive you wherever you go, because I'm telling you, Uber rides are not real quick in this town because it's so far. We're so spacious. There's so much space. I mean, the city limit of Kansas City is actually bigger than Paris, France. You know, it's huge. You go all the way state line, all the way up past the airport. It's a lot of land. And he couldn't understand that dynamic. I'd be like, hey, we're in Kansas now. Hey, we're in Missouri now. And he was like, big deal. This doesn't really make a difference. But I said, well, yeah, but people here, you know, if you're from Kansas, you're from Kansas, Missouri, you're from Missouri. It's a big battle that goes between the two states as far as where you're from. But we were constantly in Kansas. Then you'd be in Missouri, and nothing was really close apart. But people don't get it. Like, if you're not from this area, you don't understand. And there's a lot of things that did irritate people from Missouri, I being one of them. You know, if they say, and you guys got tired of these jokes, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. You heard this all the time. When the Royals would beat somebody or lose to somebody, or the Chiefs would win or lose, you'd hear, you're not in Kansas anymore, Toto, and all these jokes. You'd be like, hey, we're in Missouri. That's Kansas. Kansas is Toto. Kansas is the Wizard of Oz. And people took offense to that because they were saying their team, they were throwing in references to the Wizard of Oz, which wasn't their team at all, being in the state of Missouri. It's one of those things. And you're right. When people were asked where you're from, and you say Kansas City, and they say, oh, the Kansas side, or the Chiefs are from Kansas. And I tell you, there's a lot of people that see this deal because it did make national news as far as the Chiefs getting the largest publicly funded stadium ever done for a pro sports franchise. So obviously it made news everywhere. But there's a lot of people probably said, I didn't really even realize they were in Kansas. I thought they were. I thought the Kansas City Chiefs played in Kansas. There's still a ton of people to do. And I know the announcers make a big deal about the beginning. Welcome back to Kansas City, Missouri for the Kansas City Chiefs. But they don't do it all the time. And a lot of people don't pay attention. And there's a lot of people that probably thought the Kansas City Chiefs already played in the state of Kansas. Of course, if you're from here, you know that's not the case. And you know that they play in Missouri. But there is a little bit of pride that goes on the line between, hey, get the Toto, get the Wizard of Oz references out. This team plays in Missouri. So naturally, when they go to Kansas, that changes. But you know how it goes. Got a tweet earlier from somebody that lives in DeSoto. And people would ask where you're from whenever he's traveling. He said DeSoto. And then he explained where DeSoto is. There's a lot of people, though, just say Kansas City. Whether you live in Gladstone, Independence, Raytown, Blue Springs, Lee Summit, Lenexa, Shawnee, Gardner, wherever, you're saying Kansas City. And yes, there's a lot of pride on saying you're from Kansas City. I think we're all proud to be from Kansas City because essentially that's where you're from. And that's the name that you're using when you go elsewhere. And I get it, but you want to see Kansas City continue to survive. You want to see it continue to be financially viable. Losing a professional football team, you have to understand they've got money to make up now. Big chunk of money. Let's go to John in Overland Park. What's up, John?
Morning. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed, sir. Hey, you know, one thing I was thinking about, I live on the Kansas side, but grew up in Missouri. But, you know, when they do like Monday Night Football or Sunday night and they scan the city from the blimp or whatever, drones, whatever they're doing, do you think they're not going to still do downtown Kansas City, Missouri when they do? You know what I mean?
Union Station. They will show Union Station. That's become kind of the Space Needle, the arch of Kansas City. Yeah,
but I mean, if they build a new stadium, I know we're years away, but they're, you know, they're still Kansas City, still Kansas City.
No, I think they're going to show Dave and Buster's now.
Yeah, or they're going to show Hollywood Casino. God knows my wife will probably see my car. So have a great better. Day, Dink. I appreciate you, man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, my friend. It's what we got to do. We all got to get along, support the same teams. But anyway, Clark Hunt did speak last night with Mitch Holtus. Said I'd bring it to you. I'll bring it to you next. Got a little distracted there with the text line. I just love these texts going back and forth. It's fun, and I think it's going to make a fun Christmas when all these families get together. It's going to be fun. Anyway, 913-586-7965 is the phone number. Bring you Mitch Holtus' interview with Clark Hunt. And the thing about it is to kind of understand what they're going to be building. Got to get used to it. They are going where they're going. Now it's about what events can come to Kansas City, what type of facility will be built, because that'll be all the concentration now when you'll start seeing the images, when the seats are put in or when they break ground. It's going to be a constant big deal for the next five seasons.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
See, traffic reports, JT, are on both sides of the state line, right? It's one big happy community, right? You get traffic reports from Kansas and Missouri.
Got to. I mean, the highways run right through them.
It does, man. And there's going to be plenty of interesting Christmas conversations with the stadium issues. By the way, the Chiefs did sign Shane Buechele to be that emergency quarterback. They put him on the roster. Is it probably going to be him or Bailey Zappe? Because both of them, the Zapster and Shane Buechele, are on the practice squads of their respective teams.
I think Buechele will get to start the last game of the year.
There's a good chance of that. Oladokun is the guy now. Maybe they want to get a more look at him because he'll be on the team in the future. So I don't know. But Shane Buechele, it was an easy add-on because it was a practice squad guy. You can throw him right on the roster. Gardner Minshew goes to the IR. Could have been Bailey Zappe. They brought in several times. He probably wanted out of Cleveland at that point. But Shane still gets, as I mentioned, JT, if the Bills win it, he still gets a ring.
Yeah.
He was a member of the Bills this year.
Also, no ACL tear for Minshew. That's big for him.
That's huge. I'm so glad that happened.
Yeah, I was very happy and relieved for the guy when they said no 100%. ACL was tore.
100%. But Shane Buechele is your guy that's going to be the backup quarterback. Not that we're worried about backup quarterbacks. Never thought we'd be to this point where you're thinking Noah Gray being the emergency quarterback. But yet, here we are. Let's go to Chris in Springtown. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, Bink. Yeah, I was just calling to let you know, Doc, you're a perfect example. I mean, you don't live in Excelsior Springs no more, but you represent now here. The team is still the team. It don't matter where they play at. It's still Kansas City. The logo's on the side of the helmet. And we got a lot of people here that are not Chiefs fans regardless. Got a lot of Cowboys and Bears and all kind of crazy stuff here. But we need to stick together as a kingdom. I'd much rather them cross a little bit of the state line than to move all the way to St. Louis and stay in Louis. If they moved to St. Louis and stayed in Missouri, people would really be unhappy. So,
count my blessings.
Keep united. Let's go, kingdom. Thanks, Bing.
That's right. It's a good attitude to have. By the way, I was recently in Excelsior Springs. Went to Wabash Barbecue down there. Love going down to Springtown. But, yeah, St. Louis, it's interesting. I got a text from a St. Louis station. They wanted me to come on, actually, this morning and talk about it because it's a big deal in St. Louis. They're talking about, well, you know, the Rams left, and now the Chiefs are leaving Kansas City. But the biggest difference is the Rams moved to Los Angeles. The Chiefs are just going across the street. So there is a difference between the two. But, yes, no love lost between Kansas City and St. Louis. And now the Kansas-Missouri thing is taking on a whole new meeting. JD the DJ in Chanute, Kansas, southeastern Kansas. What's going on?
What a great show. You were talking a little earlier about the Christmas story, and I just happened to have in mint condition a BB gun like that little boy had.
You have a BB gun like that kid?
Yeah, in 2041, it'll be 100 years old. So
that's an old BB gun. Still shoot?
Yeah, I even have an old Red Ryder needs to be fixed up in my storage unit, and I don't know. But
did you drink Ovaltine?
I never have.
I've never tried it.
I hear these old radio shows where they're advertising that, and it's really cool. But I'm just really kind of shocked at how the Chiefs, you know, they're doing so great, and then they get in that losing streak.
It's been a rough year, man. It's been a weird year. Like I said, we're sitting here debating on, you know, emergency quarterbacks and the team's leaving and your quarterback is down with an ACL. It's just ready to chalk it up and move to 2026.
But, you know, I thought, well, if they win them three games, at least they'd be over 500, you know. And I thought, well, that'd be a good way to, you know, end the season. But then they're still losing. And
at this point, JD, the DJ, you have to understand, draft order does matter at this point. They're drafting 12th. There's not a ton of opportunity to move clearly up for the Chiefs in the draft, but that is the one bright side of having a losing record.
Hmm.
I mean, just from a draft perspective, it's not the greatest perspective being under 500. I get that, but there is a silver lining.
But the injuries really hurt them, I thought. They have a lot of injuries.
Yeah, especially with the offensive line, 100% with the offensive line. One of those things, one of those worries, and thanks, JD, for the call down there. But, yeah, the injuries took concern. But, yeah, Shane Buechele, now a member of the Chiefs. Chiefs drafting 12th, NFL.com just put a little article with that. I always go by Tankathon and the way they do it because they update it currently whenever a team wins or loses. They're fast to put it on there, and the Chiefs sitting at number 12 in the draft order now. They're 6-9. Of course, Atlanta 6-9 and Miami 6-9, but Miami and Atlanta have better draft slots. Miami 10th, Atlanta 11th, Kansas City 12th because of strength of schedule. And Kansas City's the win percentage for Miami and the Rams, or excuse me, the Atlanta Falcons that did get their pick this year from the Rams, by the way, 400 winning percentage, but the strength of schedule comes in big time here because Kansas City's at 512, Atlanta's 502, Miami's 490, and the strength of schedule is not going to get any easier for the Kansas City Chiefs because they play the Denver Broncos, who had the number one seed in the AFC this Thursday. So that's not going to help the strength of schedule whatsoever when they play the Broncos. However, playing the Raiders the final week of the season does help the Kansas City Chiefs. More on that as we go on. But I wanted to play this Clark Hunt with Mitch Holthus from the Chiefs Kingdom that he has on Monday night right here on 96.5 when he goes to different Hy-Vees around the city. But Clark Hunt was his guest last night as far as, you know, what can you look forward to? Now that they're going, what are the facilities going to be like in Kansas City for the Chiefs?
The chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt.
Mitch, it's great to be on with you tonight. This is definitely a very exciting day for the Kansas City Chiefs and for the Chiefs Kingdom as well.
Well, it's been quite a day. Your thoughts as you've navigated this day and what you were able to present to the Chiefs Kingdom and to the world about how exciting this is.
Well, first of all, we're very grateful.
We still have him, I hope.
For the partpartnership that we
Hopefully
have
we got Clark
with the
we
state
can
of Kansas.
Him. Evidently, we don't, but we'll try to get him and get him back.
Mitch, so, can you hear me?
I can now. Thanks, Clark. But just the day.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah. So, first of all, we're very grateful for the leaders in Kansas who helped make this opportunity possible. And I want to give a shout out to Mark Donovan, the president of the Chiefs, who worked for many, many months on this negotiation. We're excited to have an opportunity to build a state-of-the-art dome stadium in Kansas in Wyandotte County, as well as a new practice facility and team headquarters in Olathe. This will be a five-year project that we would hope to open in the middle of 2031, and the Chiefs would begin playing their home games in the new stadium in 2031.
The process, you mentioned how extensive it's been. Just give us maybe a little more of an indication of just how you've looked at every single thing, every possibility to get to this point.
So during this process, we also had an ongoing dialogue with the state of Missouri and Jackson County and the city of Kansas City. And I want to compliment the leaders there who worked very hard to put together a package that might have made sense for us to stay and renovate Arrowhead. At the end of the day, we just felt like the best thing for the future of the Kansas City Chiefs and our fans was to build a new stadium. This will be a facility that generations of Chiefs fans will get to enjoy not only Chiefs football, but also other big events. And frankly, that's one of the things I'm most excited about is Kansas City's now going to have an opportunity to bid on events that historically we just didn't have a facility that could host those type of events. Things like the Super Bowl, college football playoffs, the NCAA Final Four. We'll be in the mix on all those now going forward with the new stadium.
It's so exciting in that regard. This is a bit of a past, present, future day, feels that way. Your connection to Arrowhead, like all of us here tonight, obviously very strong. It was your dad's vision, but just the difficulty that it was to make this decision.
Yeah, well, like every Chiefs fan, my family absolutely loves Arrowhead. It's a special place, and we have so many memories going back five-plus decades. And for that reason, it did make it a very challenging decision. But this is really about the future. My dad was always thinking about what was next and what was best for the fans. And I have no doubt that if he was here, he would be very excited about the opportunity we have and the game day experience that our fans are going to get to enjoy at this new stadium.
Clark, again, Chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt, with us tonight on the largest network in the National Football League and with our great fans here in Lee's Summit at the Hy-Vee and on Ward Road. The totality of this project, though, is another piece of the excitement, meaning that you mentioned how the region will benefit if we have a Final Four here, if we have bowl games here, if we have world-class concerts with more frequency. But what about that there's way more in a stadium here, that this becomes a potential 360-day destination for fans with other entertainment opportunities.
Well, that's exactly right. One of the benefits of having a dome stadium is it makes it possible to have many more events throughout the year. Over the years, we've had a number of concerts at Arrowhead, but I would expect that number to at least double in the new facility. And the other thing that'll be part of this project is a mixed-use development that'll be around the stadium, and a similar mixed-use development that'll be around the practice facility down in Olathe. So there'll really be assets that benefit the community, as you said, on a 365-day-a-year basis.
So a family who could be coming in from Lincoln, Nebraska, or Springfield, Missouri, could have even a vacation, a Chiefs vacation, and enjoy the amenities of both locale, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The practice facility is going to be designed so that we could host a training camp there. So that'll be another opportunity that we potentially have, a chance to host Chiefs fans for the 3 or 4 weeks of training camp at the new facility.
So again, Clark Hunt with us tonight, Chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, a very historic day. So with the two different developments here, the facility, obviously the stadium, which is going to be like 22nd century stadium, and the practice facility and the headquarters, you're talking two different developments. What about the economic impact of that, even in just the construction phase over the next 5 years?
The state of Kansas had an analysis done on the economic impact of the project. And during the construction phase alone, it's estimated that the economic impact on the state will be in excess of $4 billion and will entail the hiring of some 21,000 employees to get the project done. They're both very big projects, things that are going to require a lot of time, coordination, and effort to make sure that we stay on schedule. And they're really big economic drivers, not only during the construction phase, but once the facilities are open as well.
So, it's the first part of Clark Hunt sitting down, he called in to Mitch Holthus's Chiefs Kingdom show last night, bringing the second part of that later. But I guess there is some excitement, some of the arenas and the concerts, but that was already a battle with T-Mobile, right? They were already having concerts out there, and a dome stadium will bring that more. Are you a fan of dome stadiums? I like retractable so much. So much better, JT. I don't know where you stand.
I wanted retractable
dome facilities or not.
I did want a retractable one, but it sounds like we're not getting a retractable. We're getting a full.
Well, no, it's still under consideration, right? It's what they say. It's still under consideration, but it looks more like a dome facility.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks more like a dome that we've seen.
Can you imagine how loud that thing's going to be?
It's going to be loud.
Domes are loud. I've been in the high school state championship back when they used to have an Edward Jones Dome, and even when we put 5,000 or 6,000 people in there, it was loud. Can you imagine that place?
It's going to be rocking.
Yeah, and they talk about tailgating and everything else at the stadium. They're going to enhance it. How can you enhance tailgating, JT? I have my ideas, but I don't really know 100% how you enhance tailgating.
Maybe you have an idea.
The text line has an idea how you enhance tailgating. But I think it can be done. It is what the city's all about. We'll discuss that next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. JT, you've heard that notion, make tailgating better. Can you enhance tailgating at all? I guess there's a few ways.
I mean, there's a couple ways. I guess you put a stage. I don't know.
Yeah, you could always do that or increase the bathrooms. Increase the bathrooms for tailgating. Maybe have some vehicles that run by with food or whatever, or drinks for people that maybe forgot something, forgot a cooler, forgot their grill. I guess there's ways to enhance tailgating. But it is a big part of what we do. That's why you never wanted to see the Chiefs go downtown, because you didn't want to lose tailgating, because tailgating is a big part of what this team does. Started with Marty and Carl and, you know, kind of bringing tailgating to Kansas City. Well, they didn't bring anything, but the Kansas City people showed up and tailgated, you name it. But we'll get into some of these calls from CDOT on the drive yesterday. Interesting calls. And, of course, the Missouri reaction as well from Mayor Lucas, as far as that's concerned. But Mayor, Mr. Casey Casey on the phone line for us, I assume from the Kansas side of the line with a 913.
Yes, how are you?
How are you?
Well, will the field be natural or artificial? Have you heard?
It'll be a dome, so it'd be a field turf type service, I'm sure.
I thought sometimes you could bring the field in and out.
Some stadiums do that. I know Allegiant, they do it. They were doing a turf that would come in for UNLV, and the Raiders would play on natural grass. But the field turf and the service, not like typical AstroTurf like you used to have, but kind of a field turf surface. But haven't heard the actual surface being discussed yet. But I would just assume that's the way it would be with the dome, instead of having a stadium you can roll out the grass like in Arizona, and you can water it and everything else, then roll it back in. So not sure 100% what the surface will be at this point.
Well, have a nice day.
Thank you. He's concerned about the surface of where it's done. Let's go to JB in Kansas City. What's up, JB?
Hey, what's going on, big man?
Good. What's going on with you?
You know, the whole state of Kansas, this whole deal, it is a rivalry, bro. It's a straight-up rivalry. It's been, I'm 47. My whole life it's been like this.
It proves it with Kansas, this.
Yeah, facts. Kansas has always been that little redheaded step cousin down the street that nobody wanted to play with, right? Well, that little redheaded step cousin grew up, and they decided to be thieves in the night. They started out by stealing Sporting KC. That was supposed to be built out here by the Bannister Mall. They came in and swooped it, threw money at them, stole the American Royal. Now they're stealing the Chiefs. Well, guess what, Missourians? They will never have what we had, ever. They're not going to get a prime-time Pat Mahomes. They're going to get an old, broke-down Patty, which I don't ever want to see happen because I love Patty. But, man, this hurts a lot. But, man, all this in all fair, I love you guys.
Hey, thanks for calling in and sharing your opinion. But your opinion is like many others. I mean, people do feel this way, and I think things will change as time goes by. I would guess, but you can do whatever you want. I mean, obviously, there's going to be people with the hard feelings, and it'll never change. And there will be some that will change because it's the actual football team they like watching, and the football team will be in the metro area, and that's all they'll do. But I understand, you know, people being upset about it. I didn't want to see them leave. They've been here since 1963. Would I like to see more development around those stadiums? 100%. That's the way things go. That's the new age of playing professional sports. You have to have development around the stadiums. It's just imperative for what you're doing. It's making money off the field as well as on it. So many of these teams build new stadiums with that in mind. That's why you see so many new stadiums being built. That's why you see Turner Field in Atlanta was built in, what, 96? And they've already got a new one now where the Braves play, and the whole battery development around where the Atlanta Braves do. It's making money outside the stadium. It's having concert series like they've been doing, having concerts at Arrowhead Stadium, having the extra things that you can have, maybe bringing in bowl games, doing other things that you can bring in to make revenue. And this is what teams are doing. And all these teams that build new stadiums with that in mind, how much development can we have around the stadium? It's much different than when stadiums were being built in the 70s. It's a tough pill to swallow, but that's just the reality of the situation. Big John, what's up? Big John, are you there?
Not Big John. This is Seth.
Oh, well, I had you as Big John. Seth.
That's awesome. Hey, I got two things. One, this is just hilarious to me. People act like we're moving the team to Dodge City or we're moving the team to St. Francis or something. But the thing that kills me is how these Missouri folks are wanting the Chiefs to be their rescue and culture. The Chiefs aren't the only thing that are, you know, the reason why that city, that area is the way it is. There's a reason why everyone's going to Kansas. It's because that place is a dump, they think.
Well, I mean, you don't want to see that, though, do you? I mean, you want to see Kansas City, Missouri thrive still, don't you? Because it kind of is the identity of the area. You want to still see it thrive. You still want to see it do well. Why would you have ill feelings about Kansas City, Missouri and its development? You still want to see it do good because we are all still from Kansas City, and Kansas City, Missouri, very important to what the area is.
I feel like sometimes the Kansas side and the Missouri side, both sides don't care what the other side looks like or feels like. They just want their side to be better.
But they go to both sides. But does that area, and you know, talking to people that, you know, hardcore for it, staying at the Truman Sports Complex, that's fine. But what kind of development? What other money can you guarantee the owners to get? Because, again, this is where sports is going. Like it or not like it, college football fans had a tough time embracing, you know, nil, name, image, and likeness, and players getting paid and hitting the transfer portal and going where they are. But that's the new way. That's the accepted way. You have to get used to it because that's the way it's going to be. And coaches have had a hard time, you know, accepting that's the way it's going to be. But sports always changes, and unfortunately, stadiums are the same way. What's going on, Holden?
Hey, I just wanted to call in on there about the stadium change. I'm pretty happy about it. I have to drive a long way, but I did grow up in Kansas City, Missouri, and they had many, many opportunities to clean that area up and make it more thriving and stuff like that. And I can only blame the leaders of Kansas City for not taking the initiative, knowing that this is, you know, as big of a ticket as Chiefs are, that they wouldn't clean that area up. I mean, you know, put some more businesses in there besides, you know, strip joints and stuff like that. I mean, there's no restaurants around there. You know, there's nothing for anybody to do once they come to a Chiefs game except attend the Chiefs game. And so, moving it out to the Legends, I'm happy. It's time for a change. Just wanted to put my two cents in. And like I said, the leaders had their chances, many, many decades of chances to upgrade that area.
Yeah, 100%. There's been a bunch of chances. And unfortunately, you can't make the changes once the change happens and a team leaves. You make these changes before. Yeah, you have a three-time Super Bowl champ. Well, four-time, but three-time under the Mahomes era, under the new era of the Kansas City Chiefs, three rings. It's tough to duplicate. And was there a large consensus going forward to it? Unfortunately, it came down to a public vote. Mark, at least some. What's up, Mark?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I grew up in the area around the stadium, and there's a lot of nostalgia there for me as well. Love the Truman Sports Complex, but, you know, when the vote happened the way that it did, you know, I was talking to my wife and I told her at the time, they're gone. and I hope we get to keep the teams, both of them in the area. You know, I understand, but, you know, I think one of the things that I find common in talking to folks about it is that, you know, when there's a lack of real perspective, you know, on what it is to have a championship quality stadium. And if you go to these other cities and you see these venues, I mean, it's just, the experience is just hands down, and it is bittersweet. I'm going to always have the memories. I'm going to always have the nostalgia piece of it, but man, I'm so excited to have a championship quality venue. It sucks that, you know, I live out in Lee Summit, and it sucks that it's going to take a little bit longer to get there, and I'm going to miss the things. Like, you know, the other day we were driving downtown, and the Chiefs were playing, and then we were passing the stadium on I-70, and they were shooting the red fireworks. And man, it was exciting. I was proud of the city, you know, and everything at that time. And I'm gonna miss stuff like that, but man, it's a double-edged sword. And I'm excited for the future, but I'm going to cherish the memories.
Yeah, a lot of people cherish the memories of Arrowhead Stadium. It's a big part of big part of the fabric of what people are, going to that stadium, taking their kids, whatever, at Arrowhead Stadium or Kauffman Stadium for the Royals. Hopefully the Kansas City, Missouri, can keep the Kansas City Royals, because clock's ticking, man. You have one chance to keep a professional team, because if they leave, once they leave, it's done. It's done for at that point. You're not getting them back. So they desperately need to do that. Reaction from the Kansas City side as far as losing the Kansas City Chiefs next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.